Falling is like this. Written by Not Quite a Ghost. Read by Opal Song. Fandoms Star Wars. Rating explicit. Relationship Cody Obi-Wan. Also tagged for. Referenced past Obi-Wan Quinlan. Very low-key implied Fox Quinlan. Slightly less low-key implied Fox Cody. Trans male character. Trans Obi-Wan Kenobi. First time. Rough sex. Force bond. And Cody and Obi-Wan can have a little bad idea that doesn't actively endanger anyone's life. As a treat. Part 3 of Love is Like Falling. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITPE 2022.
Show me.
Hey, Cody says, as the door to what's still nominally the officer's lounge slides shut behind him, in that tone of voice that has never once boded well. Jedi cadets fuck, right? Sometimes, longingly, Obi-Wan thinks of Anakin's complaints that getting Rex to talk about anything not strictly mission-related is like pulling teeth. Rex wasn't personally trained by Jango Fett himself and didn't inherit that unflinching Mando directness. Rex, at least, pretends to be polite.
Are you asking to win a bet?
Depends. Cody stripped his blacks to the waist and he sets his helmet on the hook by the door. He's nearly buzzing with energy. And that he's sought Obi-Wan out here instead of seen who's up for sparring doesn't bode well either.
Did you really sleep with Vos?
Obi-Wan tips his head back to stare at the ceiling and contemplate his life choices.
That is exactly what I hoped most you were not referring to. Yes.
Cody hands him a cup of caff. The nicer stuff that's absolutely wasted on Obi-Wan, and sprawls himself across the other half of the couch. The couches are most of the reason either of them ever set foot in this room, and also why it's now less of an officer's lounge and more of an officer's refuge for when the urge to break things becomes particularly overwhelming. There's a viewport and a caff machine and soundproofing to rival the medbay, and several small holes in one of the walls.
If you didn't want anyone to know about your youthful indiscretions, Cody says, you should have slept with someone else. Or kept Vos away from Fox, at least.
Keep Quinlan Vos away from someone as attractive as they are formidable with weaponry? I wasn't aware you thought that highly of me, Cody.
Cody kicks him.
Did Fox have any other news? Obi-Wan asks after a moment, and a long drink of caff. They're headed for Felucia. Off intelligence, Grievous is trying to establish a blockade. It's likely to be a shit show.
That group of senators wanting to appeal for our citizenship fell apart because they disagreed on something else, Cody says. Som Natborn Sivi Dekut tried to kidnap him. Amidala can drink him under the table. I hope none of those things are related. Cody huffs, not quite a laugh. Well, Amidala barged into his office with needlessly good wine to celebrate his first kidnapping attempt. But I'm pretty sure there's enough civvies who hate us they don't all know each other. Then he raises an eyebrow and asks, hey, are her and Skywalker exclusive? Are you being this aggravating on purpose? Cody's grin is sharp and a harbinger of doom. Why, is it working? Considering how often they see each other, Obi-Wan says, instead of acknowledging the challenge on Cody's face, the way he's coiled like a spring. And the way Anakin looks at Rex, I would certainly hope they aren't exclusive. Cody grimaces. Ugh, no, don't make me think about that. They're babies. Rex is barely a year younger than you. Rex is 4 years old and still needs help getting his armor on, Cody says. And don't even try to argue. Just last week, you pulled out a scrap of cloth you apparently carry just for this purpose and used it to wipe blood off Skywalker's cheek in the training cell in front of half of Torrent. Obi-Wan drinks the rest of his calf and doesn't bother to reply. Anyway, Cody adds, stop changing the subject and tell me about fucking Voss. It's not quite the tone of voice he uses to snap orders in a firefight, but it's close enough. Obi-Wan almost answers him automatically. Then the meaning of the words registers, and he scowls instead. Voss, Obi-Wan says, is a loudmouth braggart with no sense of decorum, and his willingness to share sordid details with anyone who asks is not... All due respect, sir, Cody cuts in, somehow twisting the honorific into something that makes Obi-Wan want to drop to his knees. In just over 14 hours, we're landing in what's going to be an utter Osikla disaster, and you're the only person on board I don't outrank. And I just had to listen to Fox wax secondhand lyrical about how good you are with your mouth when I can't even bite him for it. Obi-Wan's gaze drops, unbidden, to the curve of Cody's mouth. Cody drags his lower lip between his teeth in a move that should not work nearly as well as it does. So, Cody continues, lower, pushing himself up out of his slouch until he's nearly on his haunches, over Obi-Wan. Either you tell me to go cark myself, I tell Fox Voss is a shitheel, and I go work it off in a spar, or... He sweeps his gaze over Obi-Wan, assessing and predatory. We see if I can't beat Voss's record. Obi-Wan swallows, says, voice tellingly rough. We were 17 at the time. It gave him an unfair advantage. Cody hums. That a challenge? Instead of answering, Obi-Wan twists so he can grab Cody's blacks and haul him in for a kiss without holding his head at a terrible angle. Cody sparks with triumph, one hand coming up to thread through Obi-Wan's hair, the other curving round Obi-Wan's hip. He's warm, sunlight through trees. Something settles, content in Obi-Wan's chest. Then, after a moment, Cody tries to deepen the kiss. Obi-Wan pulls back, clears his throat, and says, I've never actually seen the appeal of kissing. Other than as a quick way to make your point? Cody asks, and Obi-Wan bites back a smile. But you do want me to bite you, Cody adds, not a question, and fuck, uses his grip on Obi-Wan's hair to tip his head back and bare his throat, then leans in and fits his teeth to Obi-Wan's pulse. Obi-Wan can't help his groan. Cody flares bright with satisfaction and applies pressure. The pain shudders through Obi-Wan, heavy with meaning. Cody's thoughts of other people seeing the dark, vivid bruise and knowing Obi-Wan is his, almost as heady as the feeling of his teeth. "I should," Obi-Wan says, then gasps when Cody bites harder. "Cody, I have to. There's something you should know." Cody reluctantly pulls away. The look in his eyes does not help Obi-Wan's composure. Obi-Wan drops his gaze to the side, feels Cody's spike of alarm. "I'm fine. I should have mentioned this before. He closes his eyes entirely, braces, and says, as apologetically as he can manage, "I may have accidentally bonded us in the Force." There's a long pause. "You may," Cody repeats, toneless, "have accidentally bonded us in the Force?" Obi-Wan winces, says, "It's highly unusual for Jedi to spend this much time in close quarters with non-Jedi. Force bonds are somewhat inevitable when clones are Force null." "No one is Force null unless they're dead," Obi-Wan counters automatically, then winces again. Cody's anger is a dark cloud. "That is to say, a Jedi can, theoretically, bond with any living being, as all living beings have a presence in the Force, and a bond is merely a strengthening of an existing connection." Cody isn't quite glaring, but he's definitely frowning. His fingers are still wound through Obi-Wan's hair. Obi-Wan can't tell if that's a good thing, or if Cody simply wants the leverage to bounce Obi-Wan's skull off the floor. "It's similar to how the brain forms memories," Obi-Wan says, for want of anything better. "The more often I find your presence, the easier it becomes. Bonds between Jedi are very common, and they fade if left alone." "Your bond with Skywalker," Cody says. "That's how you always know he's still alive." "Yes." Cody's hand is still in Obi-Wan's hair. "I imagine if he did ever die, you would be able to tell quite easily."
"Because I'm bonded to you?"
"Because my bond with Anakin is nearly a decade old," Obi-Wan says with grim humor. "And I can safely assure you that it breaking would send me quite insane." Cody closes his eyes at that, which is fair. He didn't ask for a general who's less of a person and more of a haphazard pile of neuroses and trauma held together by spite and stubbornness.
"The bond is why I can feel you being self-loathsome," Cody says, not quite a question.
"And why you have a sixth sense for if I've dropped anything important," Obi-Wan agrees. Cody's annoyance is shifting, if not fading. Less immediate, less affronted. He's putting things together. Obi-Wan would likely rather he didn't. He says, voice shifting as well, sly again, "You let this happen. You could have stopped it, and you didn't." "I'm halfway to sitting in your lap," Obi-Wan points out. "I don't think you need to be quite so smug."
"No Vod's ever mentioned a bond," Cody says, outright grinning now. "It's dangerously attractive." "Because no other Vod has one. Because no other Jedi has a crush. I outrank you. You should not be this comfortable mocking me."
"Shouldn't have nearly bled out in my arms," Cody counters easily, knowingly.
"Shouldn't have given me all your access codes. Shouldn't have threatened to shoot every long neck in the gut."
He tightens his grip in Obi-Wan's hair and tugs.
"Shouldn't have let me in your head."
"Oh, fuck," Obi-Wan gasps. Cody's moving, rearranging them.
Obi-Wan can't focus on the exact motions when Cody picks him up to do it. And then he's entirely in Cody's lap, knees braced on either side of Cody's thighs, hands on Cody's shoulders. Cody's approval washes over him in an intoxicating wave.
Fox didn't say anything about how easy for it you are, he says, low.
It takes Obi-Wan a moment to remember why Fox is relevant.
Said you were a demanding little thing, even. And yet?
He pushes a thigh up, pulls Obi-Wan down, and Obi-Wan makes a truly undignified noise at the pressure of Cody's armor. Cody's armor.
I think you'd come just like this, wouldn't you? For me.
Cody, Obi-Wan says. Whines, maybe.
Yeah, you want something?
Cody has no idea if the spiraling flashes of thoughts. On his knees, Cody's cock down his throat. On his back, Cody inside him. Cody holding him still just like this, saying,
go on then, if you want it, you can work for it.
Cody biting until he draws blood, letting Obi-Wan taste it. Cody's hand around his throat is his or not. Then Cody growls, and it shudders through Obi-Wan, curls around his bones. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, he is in so much trouble. Another flash of thought, definitely Cody's. Obi-Wan in bed, well fucked and languid with it. Line of bruises down his chest in the shape of Cody's teeth. Staying there. Cody's to keep. Cody's forever. Obi-Wan wants to point out he's still a Jedi. Cody will at least have to share. But Cody is pulling at the threads of the bond to find out how to open Obi-Wan's robes. And there's no hope in any hell of him forming a sentence right now.
Oh, Cody says, wondering, as he gets a hand on Obi-Wan's chest. You have erogenous zones in the Force?
Gross oversimplification, Obi-Wan says, and then somehow manages a full sentence, but fails to make it a question.
Are you really going to make me come in my pants? You want to, Cody says, confident, delighted. Little gods, is it always like this? How do you do anything else?
No, it's... Obi-Wan starts, then desperately bites his tongue. Cody, unfortunately, is currently in his head, and Obi-Wan's head is currently little more than a repeating, worshipful litany. Cody, Cody, love. Cody, love you. Cody, Cody, Cody. So it's rather moot.
You are so lucky, Cody says, still humming, bright and satisfied. Cat that caught the cream. That I am just as far gone on you.
Obi-Wan scrabbles desperately for sanity. We shouldn't. Cody sinks his teeth into Obi-Wan's throat again. Obi-Wan keens.
I trust you, Cody says, right into Obi-Wan's skin and means it.
You let me in your head, Nerdikutla Kyare. Gonna keep you.
Going to send Fox a fruit basket, Obi-Wan says.
Cody's laughter is like sunlight.
Think he'd rather visit, he says, and Obi-Wan can feel him focusing again.
His hand trails down Obi-Wan's chest with intent.
But I'm not sharing you yet.
Every warning anyone ever gave about non-platonic force bonds is ringing through the back of Obi-Wan's mind with a new clarity. It's easy to ignore, especially when Cody slips his hand into Obi-Wan's trousers. Force. Cody's hands. His fingers are callous rough and bond sure, settling immediately on Obi-Wan's cock. Just the right amount of pressure. Just the right circling motion. Obi-Wan bucks up into the touch. And Cody's other hand tightens on Obi-Wan's hip, holds him still. Cody's focus curls around him, heavy, another kind of restraint. Fuck, he's close. That makes Cody grin, like he hasn't been winding Obi-Wan up for the past half hour, the past year, like he didn't come in here just to do this, like he's not the first person to touch Obi-Wan in months, like he's not tugging again at Obi-Wan's hair and the bond both, in a way Obi-Wan didn't even know was possible. No one's done this before? Cody asks, well aware of the answer, twisting his grip, making Obi-Wan's scalp thrum, making the force wound through Obi-Wan sing. Oh, Kiare, look at you. So good for me. You take it so well. Obi-Wan moans, and Cody pulls, and Obi-Wan gasps, Cody, Cody, and comes so hard he sees stars. Fuck. Fuck. It pings back down the bond, and Cody sinks his teeth in Obi-Wan's throat again to muffle his shout. I will, Obi-Wan gasps a moment later, still shaking slightly. Cody, I can't. I'll come again. Reluctantly, Cody pulls back, lets Obi-Wan catch his breath, says, that's why you forbid attachment, then. As dry as anything. And Obi-Wan laughs so hard it hurts. He gets himself under control quickly, though, so he can slide to his feet, then drop to his knees. Cody's hands settle back into his hair, even as his thoughts skip. If I come again, Obi-Wan says, finding the first clasp to get Cody's armor off. I will be useless for the rest of the day, but if I don't feel you come down my throat, I will die. Retaliation, huh? Cody says. Obi-Wan grins at him and uses the force to undo every other clasp at once. It makes Cody shiver. Then he gets Cody's cock in his mouth, and the rest of the world falls away. Oh, fuck. Cody murmurs, low, reverent. Oh, hell, fuck the Septs, fuck the war. I'm keeping you like this forever. Little gods. Obi-Wan has always found sucking cock more meditative than he likely should. The rhythm Cody likes is slow, deep, just into Obi-Wan's throat. His eyes close. Made for this, Cody says. Made for me. Obi-Wan moans, takes Cody further still, thinks loudly about Cody's hands and his hair, Cody holding him still, Cody making him choke. Cody swears and thrusts in, right in, fuck. He sets a steady pace, not fast, but deep, fuck. And he says, fuck, Obi-Wan, look at you. He's close, too, just as wound up, gratifyingly on edge. Obi-Wan needs him to come right down his throat, needs to taste him, to spend the rest of the day hoarse, so every time he speaks, he remembers this moment, this feeling, how right it is. Oh, force, Cody, please. Love you, Cody says, professes, his grip tightening, his pleasure narrowing. Love you, Obi-Wan. Fuck, fuck. The feeling of him coming down Obi-Wan's throat is the best of Obi-Wan's life. Nothing compares. Nothing ever will. It's all downhill from here. Every moment he's not doing this. You are, Cody says, out of breath, not moving. Certifiably insane. You are an insane person. Obi-Wan hums and Cody jerks, pulls out, says, oh, Sispit, I have an actual refractory period, you fucker. Pity, Obi-Wan says. His voice is satisfyingly hoarse. Cody drops his head back against the couch and says, with great feeling, going to kill me. Anything Obi-Wan can think to say to that is depressingly morbid. So he replaces Cody's armor and climbs back into his lap instead. Distantly, he contemplates another cup of caff and whether he currently has the fine motor control to operate the machine without getting up.
"Do not break the caff machine," Cody says. "Do not make me think about what Speck would be willing to do to get a replacement."
Obi-Wan hums an agreement and drops his head down to Cody's shoulder, curls his arms round Cody's neck. Cody's hands rest, again, on his hips. Cody asks, as wry as he is fond,
"Do we need to talk about why you put my armor back on if you're just gonna fall asleep?"
"No," Obi-Wan says, decisive. "Any feelings I may have about your armor are a convenient blessing."
"You have a thing for Mandos."
"I have a thing for confident, competent people who could take me in a fight," Obi-Wan says. "It's not my fault if most of the people I've met who fit that criteria happen to be Mandalorian." Cody laughs and presses a kiss into Obi-Wan's hair and says, voice still threaded through with fondness,
"I'm still gonna yell at you, and you're gonna explain properly what exactly you did, with a second, objective opinion. It's Bant, right? Your Jetty medic?"
"If we tell Bant," Obi-Wan says, feeling a rising sense of dread, "she'll quite cover the yelling."
Cody laughs again. He's lucky Obi-Wan takes such joy in hearing it. "Yeah, no, I'm yelling at you."
He rubs a circle over Obi-Wan's hip bone, must feel Obi-Wan's dread, and asks,
"They won't kick you out, though?"
"Well, it wouldn't be the first time,"
Obi-Wan quips, then jumps when Cody digs his nails in.
No, in any other circumstance, I would probably have to justify myself before the council. But we're letting a lot of things slide currently. Another problem for after the war."
"Those are stacking up."
Not a topic either of them want to get into now, of course. Cody glances at his comm.
"Weren't meant to be anywhere, were we?"
"Kabu will hunt me down if I don't appear for late meal," Obi-Wan says, not actually entirely sure what time it is, and struggling to care enough to check. "And Waxer will want to do his rounds. But no, nothing until the morning."
A thought clicks into place in Cody's mind. "The rounds you and Waxer do," he says, "those aren't standard. That's you being over-invested."
"I think Mace wants to regret giving me a battalion," Obi-Wan agrees. "But it would be incredibly hypocritical of him."
Another topic to sidestep.
Obi-Wan would be quite happy to fall asleep here, no matter the time. But Cody's, somehow, not at all tired, is, in fact, thinking at quite a clip. The rhythm of his thoughts is soothing, because Obi-Wan has a problem.
"I think Fox won the bet," Cody says with dawning horror. "Fuck, I owe him."
At that, Obi-Wan does lift his head to give Cody an unimpressed look. "What exactly were the terms?"
"He thought if I asked, you'd be happy to sleep with me," Cody admits, sheepish, or as close to sheepish as he gets. "And once we'd slept together, you'd..." His exact words were, "Get his head out of his ass and finally propose."
"I didn't propose."
"Oh, sorry. Is the Force bond actually because you think of me as a brother?" Obi-Wan shoves him. "I can't believe how many people you've got convinced that you're a dignified adult," Cody says.
"I can't believe you thought I wouldn't sleep with you."
Cody huffs. "You delight in self-sacrifice. It's giving me ulcers. If I'd known you'd already decided this is the one thing you can actually have, I'd have propositioned you weeks ago." Obi-Wan lets out a heavy, forlorn sigh for opportunities missed. Cody shoves him. The door slides open and Kabu says,
voice pitched to Carrie. If you aren't fully clothed, I will stab you. It was his idea, Cody says immediately. I want a divorce, Obi-Wan replies. Nope, not before I get a damn wedding ceremony. Kabu, you can do those, right? Why, Kabu says, incredibly long-suffering. Would I possibly be able to perform wedding ceremonies, Cody? Where exactly in medic training would that come up? They step inside and head immediately for the calf machine. It doesn't need to be legal, Cody says, affronted. Needs to be illegal, actually. Don't you want to commit a crime? Yes, Kabu says, even as they make 3 cups of calf. I want to murder my CO. He keeps fucking in the communal spaces, like he isn't one of 3 people on this ship with his own damn bunk. Cody, wisely, lets that go unchallenged. Kabu doesn't make idle threats. Obi-Wan makes a note to ask, at some point, who else Cody has been sleeping with on their battlecruiser. Anyway, Kabu continues, carrying over the cups of calf and then sitting, heavily, on the other couch. Congratulations, I guess. Now I owe Waxer 3 stim packs. Kabu, Obi-Wan groans. Don't tell me that. Oh, fucking your seconds, fine, but we draw the line at trading the good drugs? Cody, the traitor, is laughing. I promise never again to fuck anywhere on this ship except our bunks, Obi-Wan promises, with the greatest sincerity. Please do not discuss contraband in my hearing. You're uptight about the weirdest shit, Cody says, voice still bright with laughter. Skywalker doesn't get pissy about stim packs, Kabu adds. Anakin, Obi-Wan says, his turn to be long-suffering, is also technically under my command. I am technically in charge. If anyone overdoses on stim packs, do you know whose fault it'll be? I'm not gonna let the Decoot overdose, Kabu protests, affronted. Obi-Wan lets his head fall against Cody's shoulder again, so his face is hidden in the crook of Cody's neck, instead of responding. Cody, obligingly, brings a hand up to card through Obi-Wan's hair, and doesn't even verbalize the joke about Jedi and cats. No more shop talk, Cody says firmly. Hot gossip or keep your mouth shut. The only gossip I've got is who exactly's got that damn rash, Kabu says. And I'm perfectly happy to sit in silence. In fact, do you one better. Let's all go to sleep. Cody blinks. It's barely 1600. 12 hours till we land, Obi-Wan says without lifting his head. 12 hours of sleep. Compelling argument, Cody concedes. Not like this, though. Both our spines will riot. Come on, scoot. Reluctantly, Obi-Wan lets Cody reposition them until they're both laid lengthwise on the couch. Obi-Wan still mostly on top of him. Kabu says, that's adorable. With no small amount of distaste. If anyone cracks their head open before third shift, it's someone else's problem. If you were on duty, Cody asks, amused, why are you in here? Shut the fuck up, Kabu replies. You're on duty. We're in hyperspace. No more talking. Obi-Wan hums in agreement. Cody huffs a laugh, but says, yeah, all right. And closes his eyes. Reaches, tentative, along the bond, with a wave of affection that hits Obi-Wan better than any sedative. Obi-Wan thinks, idly, about stealing one of these couches for his bunk. and then gets distracted, mentally refurnishing his quarters in the temple to accommodate Cody. And then must, at some point, finally drift to sleep. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening. Think he'd rather visit, he says. And Cody won.